our reality check today looks at why the military is moving to install safer windows in its housing projects. Honolulu Civil Beats reporter Kirsten Downey on the line today. Good morning.
Hello.
So what got you onto this story?
Well, that's a really good question. Well, you know, we've been following the problems in military base housing very closely in the last few months because of all the allegations of bad conditions, unsanitary, failure to do repairs. So I've been monitoring the National Defense Authorization Act just to see as it moved through Congress if some of these issues were getting addressed. And I happened to notice inside that bill that there was this interesting provision talking about how the windows should be constructed inside base housing. And that sort of sparked this little thought in my mind. Does this, you know, a little bit of a little ringing in my mind, hey, you know, does this strike a bell somewhere? And I remembered that we had had this very terrible accident in 2011 here in Hawaii when a little boy named Evan English had fallen out of a window on base housing and died. And in fact, it turned out this story has a huge Hawaii connection. Because of this little boy's death, a group of lawyers and expert witnesses came together and began to push for changes in national laws governing military housing. And they've had a big success. In fact, Senator Mazie Hirono has been a big sponsor of this legislation, has pushed for it and kept it into the defense bill. And if it makes it through and if the defense bill passes and becomes law, we could have many hundreds of thousands of children get better protection in their homes because of a tragic death that happened in Hawaii.
So what are they talking about specifically to make these windows safer?
The big issue is that, and of course, you know, when you think about it, our windows are open in Hawaii all the time. You know, we're always trying to catch the breeze. The problem is for little children, when they lean on a windowsill, their heads are very heavy. They can fall through a window very easily. And many children each year die with falls through a window. What they need to do to make windows safer for children is to have a protective lock or wedge, or ideally, advocates say, a stronger kind of screen that a child can't push through and plunge out. This is a really serious issue, and it's very good that the Defense Department is addressing it in this legislation, that it's being promoted in military housing. But the fact is, this is something that has to be addressed generally for the entire population because we have so many children at risk.
Right. I was about to say, you know, it's not just military kids that fall through windows. I mean, yeah, what about everybody else?
That's right. About 80 children each year fall out of windows in Hawaii, according to the State Department of Health. Most of them get an injury or maybe a minor injury. Hopefully they landed in some bushes. But a lot get more serious injuries. And in fact, just in February, we had a little boy named Aiden Carter Doy, just a 21-month-old little boy, fall to his death in Waipio back in February.
And so, gosh, I mean, how much longer do we have to wait then to figure out if there is going to be this fix?
Well, you know, the defense bill is pending. There's been a very big political fight over President Trump's border wall. That's the provision that's holding it up. Initially, it had been thought that this bill was going to go through very quickly, possibly back even in August. But that's how long the fight's been going on. Of course, there's been a lot of other national news. But as soon as this passes, there'll start to be improvements made in military housing all over the United States.
Well, yeah, that would be a good thing. And so as far as the family of that one little boy that died, that kind of triggered this whole thing?
Yes, it did. Just the whole tragedy about it. It did, of course, lead to a lawsuit. There was a confidential settlement in the case. But everyone who was party to this lawsuit was very distressed by all the facts and the sadness of it. And the attorneys and experts got involved and have actually become advocates and joined an organization called the National Association for Child Window Safety. And the company that owned the housing where little Evan lived is now in the process of installing much better window screens in all its properties in the country, including in Hawaii. That company is called Lend-Lease, and child safety advocates are really praising it for stepping forward and dealing with this issue.
But the cost of these added measures, it's not like humongous, is it?
No, it's small. Wedges and locks are, you know, maybe less than $10. The stronger windows, I'm told, are about window screens are about $10 more than the standard. It's just something that people aren't accustomed to thinking about. And I know I've got kids, and I've lived in hot places, and I've had them here, and I never realized that I was putting them in danger by just having flimsy window screens on my windows that they could have fallen out of.
All right.
Well, as I reported this story, I found myself calling every family I knew that had small children to let them know that they needed to be aware of the danger.
Well, thanks so much for the story. Appreciate it, Kristen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was reporter Kirsten Downey with today's Reality Check. To read her story online, visit civilbeat.org.